while back in the States.
Yep. This is the Hound. Greetings from Zimbabwe. We're back. And what's going on here? This is WFMU East Orange, and what do we got going for you today? We have the much-promised Jimmy Reed Sound-alike contest coming up a little bit later. We got a, you know, blues hangover, I think, harmony hangover, and whatever else we get to, all the usual junk. Oh, Bruce's here. You got a little mic there?
Howdy, folks.
Ah, you're on. You got it. We're working. We're working. The Denster in the back.
Yeah, and engineering.
Polish Lightning. And Dee Dee on the Hollywood beat there, checking out the latest edition of...
studying up the papers.
Yes. And we got all, yeah, you know, it's a virtual entertainment bonanza by proxy of the fact that there's nothing else on the radio.
A veritable cornucopia.
Yes. So we that Jimmy Reed sound-alike contest, that'll be good, though. We've been working hard on that all week. And in the meantime, we're going to get right back into it by request here. Big request item, Kid Thomas and the Wolf Pack.
Now where's my popcorn?
shakes those hips left and right. Man, that body's still all right. She walks around the corner, the muter's on. She met old John with one leg and one arm. Somebody help me before I die. Get this pressure from my eye.
Make much sense, but romance is for the birds, and it's one thing I'm against. Get the getting, moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. Speaking of love and romance, I have really had my share. You ain't careful, have your head white as the polar bear.
Get the getting.
Great, but it's too hard on the mind. You wake up to the hand because they tell me love is blind. Moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement, there's 1 million other ways. Sometime I may be lonely, but it won't last very long. I just go to a 3D movie and the situation's gone.
Moving on out of my face. When it comes to joint excitement.
But you know, yeah, this is the Hound.
Nina Gatta de Louie, ladies and gentlemen.
WFMU, East Orange, with Wilbert Harrison's Louie Louie. Nobody's ever discussed the word genius in terms of Wilbert Harrison. He deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame more than Stevie Wonder,
yeah, so
at least.
Well, I think the gang over the Wilbert Harrison archives on Garden Street in Hoboken, the word genius has been sort of bandied around.
Mm.
Other than that,
Todd knows a true genius. Anyway,
yeah.
We heard Mercy D with Get to Gettin', Big J Mercer with Bermudas, Boozu Chavez by request, Hamburgers and Popcorn, and we opened up with Kid Thomas also by request, and the Wolfpack. Anyway, it's time for the canoe.
We got
all kinds of news.
He stands on the phone.
Okay, how should we start? Whirly bird Whoopi is not kosher. Dateline Jerusalem. An Israeli hotel lost a kosher license because of a New Year's party involving a couple who simulated a sexual act inside a flying helicopter hovering outside the hotel windows, the manager said yesterday.
Wait, that was arranged?
Well, listen to this. Israeli newspapers said the couple was having sex in the chopper's open doorway, and the Daily Yedioth carried a photograph showing a woman and a man who appeared engaged in a sexual act in a helicopter. But Doran Gilboa of the club hotel in the city of Tiberias said the couple was in fact dressed and only simulating a sexual act.
Simulating?
Right. They were wearing transparent clothes and only hugged, kissed, and fondled each other. You cannot make love in the cold like we had then. And what's more, inside a helicopter.
Yes. It's against the Ten Commandments.
Thou shalt, yeah. Thou shalt not slip thy pork in flight. Commandment number 12.
In non-fixed-wing aircraft.
Gilboa said the entire hotel was rented for a 3-day private party, and an arrangement was made with a man who offered a helicopter for a laser show. Apparently something went wrong, and the man decided to bring a pair of performers. He acted without our approval, and we are considering taking steps against him. They lost their coats
to air missiles.
Well, they lost their kosher license, and the hotel, according to the Jerusalem Post, the hotel has sinned and not worthy of the certificate. Kosher licenses certify that food in Israeli hotels and restaurants is prepared according to Jewish law. The licenses are valuable to firms wishing to attract religiously observant Israelis and Jewish tourists.
Yeah, I guess they showed some pork eating. So.
Yeah. That leads perfectly into the flying mattress story, really.
Right.
So we're doing like aeronautic stories now.
This is Radio Hound of the Air.
Here we go, flying away. Daily news story. Dateline, Crystal Lake, Illinois. A flying mattress delivered a 79-year-old man to safety as his home was leveled by a natural gas explosion. James Sturr was sitting on his bed putting on his shoes when, bam, in italics, he was still on his mattress but outside on the driveway. The blast blew a wall of his home against his next-door neighbor's garage and propelled Sturr through the resulting hole. He suffered only a few minor scratches, thank God. The explosion belched a blast of heat that melted the siding on the neighbor's home.
M-A-T-T-R-E-S.
Gee whiz. Anyway, getting to more ridiculous subjects. Down with bathing suits, say Baptists. Pinesville, Louisiana, Dateline. A fundraising calendar with photos of Louisiana college students of both sexes in bathing suits was, quote, as scintillating as a Sears catalog, said the school's president. But the small Baptist school has halted its sale following protests from ministers. I thought it was in very poor taste for a Christian college, said Reverend Charles Hutzer, pastor of Alpine Baptist Church. It makes us look like we're liberal or something.
Or something.
Yeah. Uh-oh, Dennis
video
rushed one hand.
Opens closet door on priest with AIDS? Dennis's idea of good news.
Yeah, I think that's one I didn't go for.
A Catholic group has produced a videotape on AIDS-stricken priest that candidly discusses homosexual activity among clergymen. Dan, you're going to rip them out. You got to read them, Hoss.
Yeah, yeah. I got those cards.
Oh, here's one. Here's one.
Bad
here's
news.
One for you,
Dee Dee. Oh, is it
No, it has to do with... I have a really bad cold, folks. You're going to have to bear with me coughing. Okay, but the reverb.
He's nasty by design?
Yeah, it's on the worst dressed woman's list, which is one of my favorite media
that.
Events of the year. Yeah, the guy is really hateful.
I know.
What's his name?
Mr. Blackwell. Tony.
Mr. Blackwell.
He gets
Boy.
Worse. He gets more vindictive every year too.
Yeah.
Yep. He's nasty by design. For more comic relief, or perhaps more bad news, if you happen to be Sarah, Duchess of York, and new mother, so we have to take some pity for her, and several other well chosen targets. We've got just what the doctor ordered. Here we go. better known as Mr. Blackwell, the Hollywood designer labeled Sarah as the worst-dressed woman of the year yesterday.
Duchess of Blackwell.
That's right. It's his 29th annual list of worst-dressed women. The Duchess, he said, looks, quote, terrible, like she should be making beds on the second floor of a motel, unquote. That's pretty vicious.
Get to some of the other ones. There were some really vicious ones in there.
The other Blackwell losers include Imelda Marcos, an over-the-hill actress auditioning for Evita, in quotes, Marilyn Quayle, a 1940 unemployed librarian, in quotes, and Rosanna Bear Barr, the hefty star of TV's Roseanne.
That's the best one.
Okay, here we go. Quote, fashions by Goodyear, body by Sarah Lee.
Yeah, it's easy for a queen to come up with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. What the hell does he look like?
We never see his picture.
What does he wear?
Uh-huh.
You look offended. With one of your friends on that list, the Duchess of Windsor, are you related to her?
It's so easy for chatty little... Emma, I won't use the F word.
Slap, slap.
Fudge packer.
Jeez, can you say that?
Yep. Penis smoker.
The list goes on.
Yeah. Anyway, we better. I think we're hitting the 5-minute mark. I'm sure.
We got
a record queued up. Mexicali Baby by the Rio Rockers, and it's better than anything we might say.
Yeehaw.
Hit it.
Joe! An interesting fact about sex slave prices is that they are as old as man himself. The earliest known dildos have been found in ancient Egyptian pyramids. They were formed of clay and incurred with the bodies of the mother. This in itself attests to the importance of the dildo, even in those ancient times.
Wednesday from the City Dog Pound. How about that? With our special guest in person, the incomparable Hildegard. And she's going to be at the Hotel Statler in Detroit entertaining, by the way, so we'll be looking for you out at the Dog Pound. Bring your dogs, bring your friends. We'll have a ball.
while back in the States.
Yep, this is the Hound, and this is WFMU Bingo East Orange. Broadcasting live today from the Spahn Ranch. Hey, you get a load of Den there, Il Bruce? He's got the Spahn Ranch a look there.
Yeah, that what is that arcane symbol you have carved in your forehead, Den? What does that mean? It's like an old Indian thing, isn't that right?
Swastika?
Yeah, so it looks right in the mirror.
It goes good with the little growth on your chinny chin chin there,
yeah,
Benoit.
There you go.
Does you justice. Anyway, we heard from Bill Allen and his Backbeats with Please Give Me Something, Jack McVie and Wino, Johnny Halo with Little Annie, sending out to my girl who's sick. She caught my cold, of course.
Hi, Annie.
Lucky her. Hey, Annie. Get well soon.
Bobby Long and the Satellites with the Mojo Workout, the Rio Rockers and Mexicali Baby. And that was about it.
Yep. I think that pretty much covers that.
Yes. Back to the news. So what do you think this new president thing is going to be like? We got a new president coming in.
Kinder, gentler. As far as I can tell, it's like a Star Trek episode. We've been sold out to 1,000 tiny points of light.
Mm.
They, like, feed off of human emotions or something. I can't figure it out.
A kinder, gentler fascist regime.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway,
soft brown shirts.
They got some interesting talent lined up for the inaugural ball next week, and we will be at the inaugural ball. We have been invited.
Uh-huh.
We are representing the...
broadcasting live, right?
Yes. We are representing the Spahn Ranch contingent there. We have red capes made up and ready to go. Anyway, who will be at the inaugural ball? Ruth Brown, Joe Cocker, Albert Collins. I'm not making this up.
Albert Collins?
Albert Collins. He plays loud, too. I mean, he's a volume guy.
It's true. Well, yeah, Albert Collins is like one of the most conspicuous treble abusers you can still see live. I'm actually a big fan of his. It's a shame that he's sort of kind of fitting into a niche these days.
Willie Dixon, Eddie Floyd, Chuck Jackson.
Are you kidding? Is this a joke?
I swear to God. Delbert McClinton, Sam Moore, Percy Sledge, Stevie Ray Vaughan,
yeah,
Jimmy
David
Ray
Allen
Vaughan.
Coe, the Troggs.
No, and then of course, Billy Preston and Ron Wood.
Of course.
Woo! For the Whig contingent.
That's too weird. It's going to be a CD inauguration, isn't it?
Right. And there's another little interesting thing. This guy Bennett. What's his full name?
He does spell it right, by the way.
Secretary of Education William Bennett was asked what he would do if he had a magic wand to wave over American schools. No drugs, none, zero. Disappeared. He'd make drugs vanish from American schools. But he, getting to his own past, Bennett himself grew up in the raucous 1960s and flirted with the idea of joining the radical students for a democratic society. What a radical idea, a democratic society. At Williams College, he once had a blind date with Janis Joplin, who later died of a smack overdose. And in an interview, he said they only drank a couple of beers. He turned aside a question about whether he ever smoked pot. Quote, I will not join the procession of confessors. If I have any confessions to make, I will make them to a priest. I will stipulate for the record, however, I was young. A one-time band guitarist, he is an unabashed fan of early rock and roll of Buddy Holly and Richie Valens.
He does spell the name right, though, and that's what's important.
Well, you know, and the Nazis had nice uniforms. So, you know, can't judge a book by the cover, I guess. Yeah, we're basic folks. We are in for it.
Yeah.
And it's not just that those guys are a bunch of bad, spirited, mean-spirited, hateful politicians. It's because people like them. And here, from the it's only going to get worse department. Members of the college class of 1992, they smoke more cigarettes, they're longing to make more money, they overwhelmingly favor mandatory AIDS and drug testing. These are some of the findings in the nationwide survey of college freshmen. The proportion of freshmen who identified their political views as conservative or far right was a record 22%. It's because the word liberal has taken a beating, said Kenneth Green, an associate of the American Council on Education. And basically, they found out that college freshmen, the class of 1992, are the most right-wing group ever. Two-thirds agreed the best way to control AIDS is through widespread mandatory testing. 71% agree that employers should be required to drug test their employees. Well,
Jesus effing Christ.
Don't trust anybody under 25.
Yeah, basically, we've got a whole generation of people that lie better than they get things done and are
blessed with not being equipped with consciences at an early age.
Yeah,
so they're pretty amazing, and they're out there. Some of them are our friends.
This one's real Bruce to read there. You get a kick out of that one.
Ooh. Rock activists going into trade. This is from New York's Post on Monday. Fed up with message rock? Peter Gabriel, Sting, and David Bowie thought you might be. That's why the superstar activists are moving out of the record store and into the supermarket, bringing out their own line of consciousness-raising cleaning products, frozen TV dinners, plus starting a chain of organic fast food restaurants. Are climbing aboard the ARC Trust, the chic new environmental group that wishes everyone would quit eating meat. Even though some of its founders haven't been able to kick the habit themselves. After so many concerts to fight famine, AIDS, nuclear weapons, part-time political torture, even ARC director Carla Charlton admits, these mega arena events have been done to death. You mentioned having another concert and people yawn. The British TV channels aren't interested. Instead, ARC hopes to re-educate teens through their stomachs. Next September in London, ARC plans to open a vegetarian restaurant called Noah. With the aim of franchising, exporting the chain to America, and going head-to-head with McDonald's, a company environmentalists blame for the cutting down of rainforests to make cattle pastures. This is just absurd.
But did you read the rock stars, some of their names?
Yeah. Sting, Bowie, Gabriel, and Eurythmics, Dave Stewart, the Pretenders, Chrissy Hynde, Lowell Cream, and Kevin Godley, formerly of... formerly of 10cc. The whole band of them are sinking money into this enterprise and encouraging fans to buy its three politically correct cleansing agents with the brand name ARC.
Yikes. Anyway.
What do you say about that?
Hopefully people will eat our food, not because they're vegetarians, but because it's delicious. Or because it looks like Bowie's hair. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we can always make suggestions of what kind of, you know, what they can market. You know, I thought, like, Bo Diddley hot sauce would be good or something like that.
I'd be behind that.
Yeah, well. Red Fox had his own brand of hot sauce.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's got to be a space for, like, some designer brand of rifle cartridges, you know.
No, Ted Nugent, no doubt, would have to sponsor that.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, we've hit that mark already. Let's go into some more records. Hit this one with Jody Reynolds and his Storms.
The fire of love is burning deep. The fire of love won't let me sleep. Oh, my love, hear this my plea. Because of you, it's burning me. The sun beats down with its fiery glow. Knows I won't see my love no more. I'm sorry for the things I've done. Forgive me, dear, my only one. My baby's back. Once more she's mine to have and hold till end of time. The moon shines down from up above. It's light to cool the fire of love.
Baby, we're through. Well, on every day, do you tease?
cry for you. I don't try much, but I'll do my way. Oh, baby, I'm going far away, far away, far away. Oh, baby, going far away. I'm gonna leave you high and dry. You made me lonesome, you made me cry. Ain't I gonna kiss you, ain't gonna miss you goodbye. I'm gonna leave her this very day. Well, honey, I'm going far away. You messed them around and I made them a sore. Baby, I don't care no more. Don't I care, don't I care. Baby, don't I care no more. Don't I care, don't I care. Baby, don't I care no more.
Here's this. Hey, trumpeters, come here. Did I tell you I wanted any horn blowers?
Well, no, but...
No, sir.
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here. All right.
Wildville, population 369. Girls. Wow, look at that. Wish I had a swing like that in my backyard. Sure looks nice. Looks like she might be waiting for someone. Hope not. Think I'll just walk right up and say howdy. Howdy. You're sweet, honey. We can have a blast. Yeah, baby. You waiting for somebody? Oh, honey. I don't think anybody could be that tall. On the basketball team. Oh, honey, come on. Oh, don't put me down, honey. I ain't square. Yeah. Oh, baby, now. Wow, he is 7 foot tall.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
I went out. back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the Hound, and this is FMU East Orange.
That was from the incredibly sick mind and libido of Joe Meek. Hines and his Wild Boys.
Right. Joe Meek, one of the few great rock and roll producers ever. He killed himself on Buddy Holly's birthday.
One of the only really unique English guys taking a go at it, that's for sure.
Yeah, Hines, who also inspired Sting's hairdo, I believe. We heard Jan Amber and The Little Martian, Bob Taylor and Wowsville. Billy Fury, an English guy who had a couple of good moments, and that was one of them. Or bad moments, depending on how you like out-of-tune horns. With I'm Gonna Type a Letter to You. We open up with Jody Reynolds and The Storms and the great Al Casey on guitar with Fire Olam. Anyways, we got that Jimmy Reed sound-alike contest coming up a little bit later. And we got all kinds of contestants lined up at the door. I saw Link Ray out there with his Dan Electro.
Breathing heavily with that one lung.
Yes. And we're going to do a blues hangover in a little bit. Anyway, we got some more. Yeah, we'll give Den the political part of the news here to read. What do you think of that, Den?
What do we got here? Greenhouse ruling?
Yeah.
Is this like the... an update on the golf course effect. The White House has blocked plans by the Council on Environmental Quality, didn't even know there was one, to direct federal agencies to consider the, quote, greenhouse effect when assessing the environmental impact of any actions they take, according to administration officials. Council had planned to issue a document this month underlining the dangers of the greenhouse effect, cause when certain man-made gases trap solar heat as a greenhouse does and warm the earth, a knowledgeable official said, by directing federal agencies to factor in those dangers in regulating everything from vehicle fuel efficiency to deforestation, the council had hoped to begin curbing the gases that are increasingly seen as a major ecological threat.
The basic question is... Oh, go ahead, Elbridge.
Well, what I was going to say is what they've suggested instead is that they factor in the boardroom effect.
Right.
Which is, like, pretty much where the administration is at on this stuff.
It's like, why would they block something like that? Do they have our best interests at mind? Obviously not.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to those 250-mile-an-hour headwinds that are going to be a result of the convection created by this.
Especially those of us who ride a bicycle around.
Well, hopefully I hope to be out of that business by 2040 or whenever this thing is supposed to start happening.
Anyway, oh, we got something new. Velvet Underground fanatics are advised to stay seated for the following news. Lou Reed and John Cale will perform together on TV next month.
All right.
On this stupid little Sunday night show. Eddie G works there now, Eddie Gordetsky.
Does he write Jules Holland's lines?
I guess he writes the whole thing. I don't know. He's the head writer. But they also have, on the same show will be Reverend Claude Jeter and the Dixie Hummingbirds.
The greatest guitar player alive.
JoJo of the Dixie Hummingbirds.
This guy is the greatest guitar player alive and, like, still picking his string.
Yeah, he had old Chuck Berry's moves down way before Chuck Berry.
20 years before Chuck.
But Den went to that Songs for Drella. You want to give us a little review? I missed it. I sort of accidentally on purpose.
Yeah, some people got there at, like, 5:30. It was supposed to start today. We left Manhattan at 8 and got a really good cab driver got us out there kind of too soon, actually, because it was still going on.
It was pretty bad, huh?
It was, yeah. It was
Songs for Old Queens.
Lou played some good, you know, crunchy, really loud.
Glenn, you quoted some
guitar.
pretty stupid lyrics for me.
Two highlights. One about, it's kind of early on. I did miss the opening song called There Is No Michelangelo Coming from Pittsburgh, and I'm sorry to say I did miss that. Supposedly the best song of the show, which I don't doubt. There were lines like, you know, oh, Andy, every time I have to make up my mind about something, I think what you would say, da-da-da-da-da, you know.
Me too.
The best one, though, was about him being sorry that Andy asked him for some speed and he gave it to him and he thought it was for Andy and I guess he got in a huff about it, but it turns out it was actually for a sick friend that Andy was taking care of, and Lou felt bad about misjudging Andy's character.
Nothing more unlistenable than a has-been rock star trying way too hard, and if you don't believe me, listen to Lou Reed's new record.
Yeah, almost just when you thought that like I Love Women song was pretty much it as far as Lou's lyric abilities with this new one.
Yeah.
The rock opera, though.
Geraldo, Poison. Don't say the word Geraldo. This is from the Geraldo Rivera desk, which we've just instituted in the toilet.
Don't say the World Geraldo in presence of a hot rock band of the moment, Poison, not unless you're seeking a torrent of
expletives?
Whatever. What he said in response. The band whose latest album, Open Up and Say Ah, has sold 5 million copies, and I've never heard of them, was met by a horde of protesters in Abilene, Texas, before a recent concert. The protesters said the band is involved with devil worship, a charge they vehemently deny. The band blames all the fuss on the recent Geraldo Rivera special on devil worship, during which a Poison album cover was flashed on the air. Alluding to Rivera's broken nose, Poison lead singer Bret Michael said, "If I see Geraldo, I'll break his neck." They'll be in a concert at Nassau Coliseum on February the 5th if anybody wants to bring Geraldo there.
I think that's Geraldo has taken up their challenge, and it's a steel cage thing.
Steel cage match?
Yeah.
And Roy Ennis takes on the winner.
Did anyone happen to see Ozzy Osbourne on Bob Costas the other day?
What, like sitting on the big comfy chair with Bob?
yeah, hanging out, well,
What did he talk about, baseball?
Just an entertainer.
He's like a greasy sloth.
No, he said he's taking care of himself now. He doesn't drink anymore. Doesn't urinate on the Alamo. That sort of thing.
Oh, what a charming little guy.
Yeah.
And to think he's Ricky Nelson's dad. I just don't get it. Anyway, it's about time for that blues hangover, folks. We're waiting for our food to arrive, and you can go throw up in the toilet to the sounds of Papa Lightfoot. One and a two and a... Nice cue, huh, Hound?
Incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down.
Italian Swiss Colony Wine. While talking with some friends the other night, the conversation swung around to Italian Swiss Colony California Pale Dry Sherry. They asked me what makes it so mellow. Well, Nat King Cole doesn't pretend to be a wine expert, but I could answer that one. Italian Swiss Colony Pale Dry Sherry is extra mellow because it's aged in redwood. I enjoy it. I think you will too. Now the yodel hobby. So smooth. So smooth and mellow. That you just can't miss with Italian Swiss. Italian Swiss Colony Wine.
The greatest.
Will the telephone ring in? And my baby's on the line. Telephone is ringing. And my baby's on the line. I'm afraid to even answer. 'Cause I know what's on her mind. Well, she called me last night, round about 9 o'clock. She called last night, round about 9 o'clock. To clean house, daddy, your mama's coming home to run.
my baby came home today. Telephone rang, and my baby came home today. I'm afraid to even ask her, cause my baby's home to stay.
Put you down. Well, if you can't treat me right, ain't no use of me hanging around. Well, you told me that you love me, you caused your heart to die, but I found out that wasn't so. I'm leaving you. Woman, I've got to put you down. Ain't no use of me hanging around. Well, early in the morning, before I ride, you lay there rolling your bloodshot eyes. You mean a thing, meanest woman I ever seen. No matter how I try to treat you right, still you're the meanest little thing.
States.
Yep, this is the Hound. That's our blues hangover for today. With the ended up there with the Howlin' Wolf, and I'm going to leave you. Send that one out to Nitro Nick. He gave me that album, the very first original present, first Howlin' Wolf album, Moanin' in the Moonlight. Gave me that as a Christmas present.
Yeah, it's funny. My Christmas present from Nick hasn't arrived yet.
What a guy. We hear Pee Wee Creighton with the telephone
what,
ringing.
A guy?
Huh? Sorry. Huh? Smokey Smothers with I Ain't Gonna Be No Monkey Man No More. Mercy Baby and Pleadin'. We open up with Papa Lightfoot and Wine, Women, and Wiki. And you know what that thing lighting up there is?
Yeah, speaking of Wine, Women, and Wiki.
It's the damn vibe report. Let's figure out how to do this again. Let's see.
Patience, Roscoe. Atomic turbines to power, batteries to speed.
Hit. Air, and then line. Roscoe,
yo,
you're there. We're here. You know.
I'm here. I'm laying down. I got my feet up.
You're on the speakerphone?
No, I'm on the cheesy cheapo. It doesn't matter if I smash it to bits phone.
Aha.
Canal Street, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's when I was much more high-strung when I was breaking phones. I
like when you broke the Sony answering machine phone.
I liked it when you hit the guy with the chair myself.
No, I liked it. No, I can't tell that story.
No, I haven't broken a phone in over a year. It's because I'm the new Mellow Scope.
Yes. A man with a solo contract.
Yeah, man. I'll get my own car one way or another. So what's your guys' vibe? Let me ask you.
Here, listen to this. More radio psych exit. That's turkey with tomato and mustard and rye bread.
What's the name of that diner?
The Harris.
The Harris Diner.
Home of the Sputnik.
That is a pretty happening place.
We're getting right with that, that's for sure.
You ought to get them to tune into the show.
Best onion. Best onion donuts in New Jersey.
I know the dishwasher would like it. Yeah.
So there we are. Where's the vibe report?
Well, the vibe report is my thing. This is a couch vibe. This is not like the other room vibe. This is the couch vibe. I got my feet up. I'm watching some dumb college TV. This is sort of, you know, because I've been on this relentless schedule, this is sort of some quality time for the SCO to do a little relaxing here around the house. Jack Boy is gone. He's out of the house exercising his demons elsewhere. I'm kind of into sort of a relaxing thing. I would like to apologize for missing last week's Vibe Report. Well, I was up in Toronto, and actually, in a fit of commercialism, some guy came up to me on the street when I was loading equipment out of the club and asked if I had any albums for sale. And he said, why, yes, I do. Step with this way.
You sold him a copy of your album?
I sold him a copy. I said, $8. And he forked it over, and I handed it to him. It was that simple.
American or Canadian?
Canadian. It was a deal. I think they really go for 10 up there.
Yeah. You've got to be careful. Somebody from the IRS might be listening.
Yeah. Well, they haven't heard of me for 10 years, so.
Well, don't dare them.
Well,
I'd have to make.
Roscoe's a man looking for a tax bracket this year.
Yeah, I would like to work myself up into
something. We know the number. You want to go into it there?
$300,000.
Well,
$300,000.
So you got some solo dates lined up for the city of New York?
Yeah, man.
Tell the folks about it.
Yeah. Well, it's a while down the pike, but you might want to make reservations now. The Lone Star Cafe, the actual old Lone Star on 13th Street. We're playing there on February the 4th with the whole Roscoe's A Band. Also known as the Morels, most of them, which we're flying them in for the gig, and that's the thing. I'm particularly happy about that. We're also playing out in Hoboken at the other club that doesn't have a restaurant in it.
Which one is what, the Beaten Path?
Yeah, which is now called Live Tonight.
Vince Bernicevic's Air Force played there.
Oh, yeah?
Because it does, and the promotional ad in the Hoboken newspaper does say they feature the best in music and comedy, and I think we pretty much covered both ends when we were there.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm shooting for. This goes a little quality time.
Roscoe?
Yeah.
You're cracking Dennis up. You can't hear it, but you are.
Denois, do not shave that thing.
Oh. Bedlam in the Den just broke the window in between the studio
don't
and the production
it.
Room.
Folks, if you could only see Den's little demonic growth that is around his face.
It's the last temptation of Den, folks.
It's like a
little Spawn Ranch fuzz.
Yeah, it's kind of a it's sort of a frame.
Prairie fuzz.
It's a prairie frame for Den's face. and I'm sure when people are shaking hands with Den, in addition to being baffled by the size of his hand, now they'll be looking at that stuff on his face.
No doubt.
This will be really interesting.
Yes, folks, more radio psych gags.
Yeah. Yeah, you should tell that joke about the Yolanda.
Well, yeah, I can't tell on the air because it won't make any sense.
I told that joke yesterday at the studio, and it was like one of those jokes. It's such a good joke that you could tell it the first time and not, screw the pooch. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard one. It's like Louie Louie. It's hard to screw that joke up.
It's a good joke. That's the mark of a good joke.
You just got to tell it with the minor.
So, folks, find me in a bar sometime, buy me a drink, and I'll tell you the Yolanda joke.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who's working tonight?
Andy.
Andy is working tonight?
Hi, Andy, the bartender, we salute you.
Andy is right now, as we speak, astonished at how long we've been on the air.
Yeah, right. The bar is probably open now. Go down to 2nd and A and say hi to Andy.
Go down to 2nd and A and try and get them to put a lock on the bathroom door.
Well, I'm going to... I'm gonna
no, they put a lock on the door. Those junkies will never get out.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Ross.
It's that bar where I'm waiting for my man really has some special significance.
Yeah.
All these people sitting at the bar getting whiplash. Why are they looking at the street?
Chin-eye, beret-wearing types.
What do they mean, what'd you get?
What'd you get?
Yo, yo,
yo. Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. But,
anyway, where's that sound we love?
But seriously, seriously, I'll be down there because I've been trying to have some fun. And,
has it been succeeding?
Well, I've been so busy, it's just no time for fun, no time for sergeant, no time for sugar, or echo, and see you later.
State of the vibe report, folks. Clocking in at 7:49. Not bad. Anyway,
how do we get rid of that now? Yeah, like that.
Anyway, we're gonna go into our bomb set. We're gonna lift the Neil Young band.
Yeah, the Neil Young band has been lifted temporarily.
Temporarily, but if he doesn't get rid of those foreign players soon, we're gonna start burning his records. Anyway, this goes out to the Denois.
We'll be right back.
drum play.
Well, I hope that the man you phone yourself with gets drunk and loses a job. And every road that you travel on is dusty, rocky, and hard. You never knew how to love me. You only made me blue. Oh, all in all, if the curtain should fall, well, I hope that it falls on you. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. Well, out that the train from Caribou, Maine runs over your new love affair. Well, you walk the floor from door to door and you pull out your peroxide hair. Rocky and hard. You never were and were my woman, cause you were never true. So all in all, if the curtain should fall, well, I hope that it falls on you. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. Oh, I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. I will have sweet, sweet, sweet mental revenge. Yeah!
Woo!
jungle.
Yep, this is the hound. That's our box. How's the bomb set? This week programmed by our very own, or Bruce, most of it anyway.
Yeah.
That was the Motor
That's
City.
That's why it didn't make any sense.
That was the Motor City 5, and I just don't know.
Right.
Just don't know.
I just don't know what's happening. The idea of using tons of distortion.
We don't know that Grand Parsons captured live at some weird place. Sweet Mental Revenge. I picked that one. I don't know where you can get it. We've got somebody called, don't know where to get it. The only place I know that has it is Hideout Records, 2-1-3 Cornelius Street. Cornelius Street. Yeah. The Sir Dougie Quintet with Dynamite Woman. Captain Beefheart by request with Diddy Wide. And Neil Young and Crazy Horse with Don't Cry, No Tears. That would be for Dan. Rosk has been singing that one lately.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
sure.
With the game. And what's going on? We got things to announce.
Yes.
Next week, right here on the Howard Show, Michael Weldon of Psychotronic Magazine will be here. Plug the new Psychotronic Magazine.
He's going to play some Cleveland music.
He's got some good records. Last time he played a Skip Spence solo record that bit has a lot that sound like normal. Same. Tonight at a new theater on East 4th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenue, the Willies and the Ranch Hands.
And DeWaldo's.
And DeWaldo's, right. Who have several, one member who has personally turned several friends of ours onto heroin. The Dragsters at Baywood 2. And Monday night at the Lone Star, Pine Top Perkins, Hubert Sumlin, and Jimmy Rogers with Little Mike and the Tornadoes.
I thought Jimmy Rogers was good.
No, not Jimmy Rogers, the guy who played with Muddy Waters and his sloppy drunk.
Oh, not the singing group.
The one without the D, the whole thing. R-O-G-E-R-S.
There's still that other Jimmy Rogers that does have a D, and he's like some weird lame, like, sort of country pop.
Oh, the guy who says Honeycomb? Yeah, I hate him. I think he was Hank Snow's son.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Boy's family son.
Right. His boy. Maybe that's what they meant. And yeah, that's it for the announcements.
Yeah, and the new theater thing upstairs is going to be showing like exploitation trailers, horror movie trailers, and stuff like
right.
that.
Right.
BFD, but if you get bored with it.
So, yeah.
Digging the bands, you can dig the trailers. And it's like a Rush Hands record release party, so go there and demand your free record.
Right. Alas, James Brown can't get up off of the thing. Second runner-up from this year's Media Star of the Year.
Mr. Please, please, please let me cop to a lesser, please.
The hardest working man on PCP, James Brown.
To a lesser charge.
Right. Let's see, he's in prison, he serves a 6-year sentence, and it seems that around 60 serving 6-year sentence, according to Stop the Police and a two-state vehicle chase in September, dozens of people have been trying to get in to visit him in prison, and they won't let them. We are not facilitating any interviews with him, the prison has already said that, and as for visitors, if you want to see James Brown, your name has to be on a list that he submits personally, so you have to get in touch with him first. There have been a couple of people they let in. Two of them were ministers. So
they have to
send a letter to James, and he has to put you on his visitors list, and you can only go on weekends. They've turned down busloads of fans who want to visit the poor guy. But he's working in the kitchen, which I guess is a fairly reasonable job in prison.
He's already got a hand there.
Yeah. Oh boy. Anyway, mugshots for pit bulls, anybody? No joke. The city's Board of Health has to be approved a preliminary step that would require pit bull owners to have the fierce terriers photographed and tattooed. And the proposed health code amendment if passed would eventually ban all pit bulls from the city after those who are registered die or move out. I don't know. There are believed to be 10,000 pit bulls in the city. Yes.
I need 10,000 waiting for a note no one else can hear.
Let's see. Orland Davidson Health Department counselor said pit bulls were cited in 422 bite cases involving humans of the 3,000 bite cases reported last year. In addition to photographs and identifying tattoos, the new regulations, which could be in effect as soon as March, call for mandatory registration and proof that the animal has been spayed or neutered. Also, owners will have to be 18 years old and carry $100,000 liability insurance. Unregistered dogs will be seized and brought down to Chinatown where they will be made into something to eat.
Yeah, I'm from the dog desk, actually.
Yes. Have
another dog store?
Yes.
I'd like to thank the listener who sent in the Evening World and
the other magazine. The other St. Louis is the most exciting entertainment shop in America.
Yeah, except he can't hear us because he's in St. Louis. Thanks anyway, boss.
Well, it's cool because it's besides this Pub Magazine thing here, it's not as hardcore as the Evening World, but it does have a lot of neat stuff in it about like what's new and noteworthy in North St. Louis, a lot of rib joint things and stuff, and it's got a little news in it. This one's headlined Man Bite Dog. So we're already in for like some really interesting grammar. Let's see. A police dog in Pietermaritzburg, South Africa, came out second best after chasing a suspect. The 4-year-old dog was attacked by the suspect who bit it. Constable Philip Raja had to pull the man off the dog, according to police. The dog, Rex, was treated for a serious neck injury and a bitten ear. The man who bit the dog may face a charge of malicious injury to state property. There you go, folks. News. Man, yeah.
Well, this went out of the Evening World, which is now called the St. Louis World Examiner. My subscription ran out a while ago, but the secret of why a man stunk all the time. Have you ever been around someone and they always had a strong odor? Those who have smelled plants leave Butler no longer have to wonder why. He just loves onions, but he no longer has to go to a supermarket and rush 2 or 3 onions in his pocket. He solved that problem. Butler went to the boxcar located at 146 Branch and stole a full bag of onions valued at $116. He was arrested by officers Kenneth Smith and David Wilson. They were definitely on the beat. In the 5th District, they took Butler and his pliers and crowbar to jail where he could rest his thieving tail, as it says here.
Yes, I learned a new phrase from that World Examiner, too. Heave to, they use a lot, like in connection with like confessing to something.
This is the best newspaper in the country. There's such columns as wife beaters and sweethearts and mistreaters. The dope eaters, peddlers, social club, unincorporated, the names of people who've been arrested for drug charges this week in St. Louis. The gun club.
There's also a sports.
This is not about your favorite band, College
yeah.
Boy. It's about the rest of the
Corey Blue King, 18, is a razzle-dazzle madcap who packs a pistol. He tried to blast Bill Lyle, 17, of Fidosi Drive, and Bill Hurston, 39, of the same address, but his bullets went astray. And he ended up in the cave. Here's this amazing. Like, we can't get.
I don't think you can read there. There's a real neat poem. But
there's this wonderful poem about a fireman who raped 29 females and got a 100-year sentence. But.
Some parts have to be mad.
They do?
Well, just like the.
I can't read it. I
well.
Some other time. Let's play some more records. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do one more set, and then we'll go into the much awaited Jimmy Reed sound-alike contest.
Yeah, so get your last-minute entries in.
This is WFMU, East Orange, I'm the Hound, and this is Roscoe Gordon. Some of that.
Every time I hug my baby, this is all I can say. My tongue got twisted, say,
little, gentlemen, that's the sound, and that is the Hound. The Hound Show, ladies and gentlemen, on 91.1 FM, station WFMU in East Orange, New Jersey, The Hound Show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is your friend Jack Starr from Dallas, Texas, saying Merry Christmas to all of you.
Folks, I don't mind paying a little bit extra to enjoy a bigger or better steak, but man, when it comes to beer, there's just no sense to spend extra money when you can get the finest. Aaron Brew 1002 at the popular price. That's what I said, and that's what I mean, because Aaron Brew is the finest beer you can buy. And that's why it's the number one beer in the Northern Ohio area. New Aaron Brew 1002 is balanced for good taste. That special formula, 1002, makes this the beer that is not too dry, not too light, but balanced just right to really satisfy. So, folks, you take a tip from the old king and give it a try. And your very first sip will tell you that here is a true beer flavor that just can't be beat. Enjoy the finest. Save money. Always ask for Aaron Brew Formula 1002. And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop the cap.
Take a nice, long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
Well, you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop the cap and live it up.
Sonny.
And this is Cher. You know, school starts again on Monday, September the 13th.
That's right. And I've got one good reason all the guys should go back to school.
You mean besides an education being the only way to really make it today?
Sure, school is where it's really at.
Take it from us.
Stay cool. Go back to school.
What do you expect to find here tonight? Foggy Vine, Daddy Grace, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, one of those big time pimps. They ain't working nowhere, are they? Taking money off women, ain't they? Look in the book, that's pimping.
I want to talk to everybody!
Yeah!
I want to talk to you one and all!
Yeah!
We're going to have a big time tonight!
Yeah!
Down at the Rock and Roll Ball!
Yeah!
Now, do you believe in rock and roll with three of your souls?
Yeah!
Do you believe rock and roll will make you shout?
Yeah!
Do you believe rock and roll will make you happy when you sing?
Yeah!
Well, come on! Yeah! Yeah! Come on! Woo!
Sick King and his five strings, Ryan Spoglioli, not the greatest spellers in musical history. King Coleman and Lukey Dookie, that's from the brand new LP, Lukey Dookie. It's the title track, folks.
It's a titular tune.
And that's the same people that put out the Las Vegas Grinds and Sin Alleys, and it's in your stores now. Jack Starr with Born Bad. That album also hit the stores. This was finally Born Petrified on the Morton label.
Yes.
Along with the new A-Bones record featuring a photo of Old Bruce, front and back. Or just in the back, right?
That's sort of what I look like.
And the Untamed Youth record and the Rock and Horse. We'll try to find some of that, some of those. Well, those four.
Yeah, no, those four.
We opened up with Roscoe Gordon and Figure It Out. Anyway, we got any news to give before the Jimmy Reed Sound Alike contest?
Well,
I certainly have nothing prepared.
I certainly enjoyed that capsule film review of Twins.
In the Daily News, instead of Twins, they substituted the description for the Jodie Foster.
I think it's a software glitch.
Yeah, because Arnold might have caused for revenge in the Daily News.
This could be a lawsuit, yeah.
Because it starts off Arnold and then Schwar. That's as far as we got.
Yeah, it's a Twin 3 stars PG.
Right. Arnold Schwar, barroom gang rape. She decides to bring the two trial, the witnesses who made the crime happen. This fierce feminist movie, with its graphic replay of the rape incident, is tough to take, but it represents an adding triumph for Jodie Foster as the angry victim.
No mention of Danny DeVito.
Whoops.
That's what Arnie said before he
hit
the Daily News.
Anyway.
Idi Amin means
Stephen Idi.
Yeah. And Dave Winfield has certainly some interesting expenses on his children's fund.
He's a great player.
That's a limo bill.
It's important as for an athlete to have a good, strong foundation.
It's true. Well, we're going to lose Dave because George is an idiot.
Yeah, and watch him get, like, you know, three scrub relief pitchers off of him.
Yeah, those Rangers get a bunch of, they get three more left-handed power hitters, none of whom could hit as good as Dave.
Well, next week I might have some interesting news because there's a strong possibility that I'm going to work at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Wednesday night.
Really?
Seating people. Yes.
Wow.
I know.
To put you in
the temptation to pull away Stevie Wonder's chair out from under it. Too great for me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wonder.
Whoops. Ha ha, gotcha.
I'm sorry, this isn't the Muzak Hall of Fame, Mr. Wonder. You're in the wrong.
Well, they didn't put us in charge of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so I don't care. But they, maybe someday, God willing, they'll put us in charge of the Idiots Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Maybe they'll put us in the Idiots.
Which brings us to our next topic here, which is like Jimmy Reed sound-alike contest. Now, Jimmy Reed was like the most cretinous, moronic, repetitive, twisted of all blues guys, and I would concur the greatest of all blues guys. And he inspired billions of people tried to imitate him. Nobody kind of got it right. But we're going to let you, the listener, decide on who is the best of your favorite Jimmy Reed imitator. 201-266-7100. We got about 12 of them. We'll break it up into two groups of six. And
we're going, won't be able to take it.
Right. And we're going in order of skin pigmentation from the darkest to the whitest. Okay, that means Link Ray is in the middle. I don't know. What kind of order was I going to put this in?
Okay.
So I looked at pictures of every one of these people. I worked really hard. This is all in order of skin pigmentation. So we kicked it off with J.L. Crocker. 201-266-7999.
Start doing you wrong. I don't want no girl like you. Mess up my home. Well now, baby, better stop doing you wrong. Every clothes I hang you, baby. Every goodbye don't mean I'm gone. Well, now you said you's gonna leave. Your mama said I'll come on home. You done packed your clothes, baby. Still you know you ain't gone. Well, now, baby.
every close eyes, sweet baby. Every goodbye don't mean I'm gone. Well, every time I leave you, baby, you jump on the telephone. Tell me you're calling your cousin. I know better. Cause I ain't got no phone. Well, now, baby, better stop doing me wrong. Every close I see, baby, every goodbye don't mean I'm gone. Do you hear?
Well, you get up in the morning, babe, turn on the TV set. I thought you were ready, old woman, and you ain't played it yet, cause you're gone crazy over TV, babe. Get it out of your mind if your daughter's gonna run you blind. When I come home at night, babe, you're watching your favorite show. I asked you about a fixing my supper. You ain't never been to the store because you're gone crazy over TV, babe. Get it out of your mind if your daughter's gonna run you blind. Check Mr. Popeye. That night you wanna watch Gunsmoke. But if you don't wanna treat me right, woman, you won't watch TV no more because you're gone crazy. Oh, TV, babe. Get it out of your mind if your daughter's gonna run you blind. Thank you.
awful hot mess. You're the goat enough. Yes, you're the goat enough. She's a real gone baby, and a darling, maybe she's mine.
Thank you. know my name, but you don't even know my name.
This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, Denois. Yeah. Anyway, so that's it. That's our first six contestants in our Jimmy Reed Sound-alike contest. From the bottom of the deck, or from the lightest to the darkest, Fred Mick and his Kingsmen. Extra points there for a genius of a guitar player. Baby, well, it's Baby, What Do You Want Me to Do? We heard Link Ray, kind of the transitional skin pigmentation there with Ain't That Lovin' You, Baby. Extra points there for the growl and the great guitar solo. As they say out in Colorado, positive proof. If you ever lived in Colorado, you know. Cody Wyoming. Cody Wyoming, they say that.
Yeah, he also gets extra points for that nice one-legged thing, you know, one-lunged bit there in the end.
Let's see, we heard Slim Harpo with Scratch My Back, the only one of those guys to make the charts. Lazy Lester, Sugar-Coated Love, Jimmy Anderson, Crazy Over TV. We open up with J.L. Crockett, whose death certificate is reproduced in a new issue of Juke Blues for $6.75 at Sea Here.
What is that, Dying Blues?
Yeah, every goodbye ain't gone. So, right. So far, Jimmy Anderson is in the lead.
Yeah, especially like the guy that called up and voted for him before we'd even played that song.
Yeah, that was somebody's very out good. There, he gets extra points for writing songs about TV.
Yeah.
So, if you got,
that guy happens to know who's going to win at the Big A on Monday, let me know.
Right. So if we got five more contestants coming up, you got get your vote in, 201-266-79-NOT-NOT. Do we have a late-breaking something from the Skidoo desk? Or, Denois got a little news before we get to our next. We'll give your ears a little break from the Jimmy Reed riff.
I'm sorry.
You could set up the scene. Imagine snow, lots of it.
Oh yeah. Something from the outdoor wintertime recreation.
Except don't just drop the newspaper all over.
Outdoor wintertime recreation floor.
Polish lightning, ladies and gentlemen.
Fall back, Kent. Here we go. Two teens killed on snowmobiles.
Two Long Island teenagers were killed upstate early yesterday when their speeding snowmobiles collided on a frozen lake and they were thrown from the wrecks, authorities said. Police in the town of Webb in Herkimer County said Robert C. Shormar, Jr., 18, of Riverhead, and Scott Hukirk, sorry guys, 18, also of Riverhead, died of head injuries when they were thrown from their snowmobiles and their heads collided. Both were wearing helmets, police said.
Yeah, which I guess gave them the extra penetrating power there. Sort of having like a, you know, an alloy jacket on there, you know.
Thomas Groves, one of the county's coroners, said both victims suffered fractured skulls. This is a quote. It appears their heads just collided. As for why they hit head-on, I can't speculate. Why?
They hope to figure that out.
Gravity.
The days and weeks to come.
Metaphysical.
Talk about insult to injury. I mean, not only are these guys dead, but we can't even pronounce their names.
Anyway, 18 years old. They were apparently going about 65 on these things. At least one of them was moving pretty fast.
Yeah. Like a scalded dog.
There you go.
Who says I can't drink and drive? Okay, back to our Jimmy Reed Sound-alike contest. Area code 201-266-7900. Get your vote in on next contestant, Dinky Harris and the Spades.
Thank you. send you miles away. Knowing you're under the same bed, baby, we'll be happy. Baby, I need your love. Without you, I'm just gonna die.
Back in the States.
Yep, this is the Hound, and that's it. That's our Jimmy Reed Sounds Like contest.
Who won?
The last five contestants. Well, we'll give people like another 10 minutes to vote because they just heard them all. That was the Stones, Bright Lights, Big City.
Did they win?
Well, the Pretty Things with The Moon Is Rising, the Everly Brothers Ain't That Loving You, Baby. Dion and the Belmonts with a particularly greasy version of Baby, What Do You Want Me to Do?
Nice count off
and,
there, Dion.
Yeah, well, we opened up with Dinky Harris and the Spades, You Got Me Crying. So 201-266-79, not Jimmy Anderson is way in the lead.
Which is really weird.
Link, Link Ray's in second.
And I saw a setup out there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
I vote for Elvis.
We got anything. We got a write-in for Billy Lee Riley, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a write-in for Elvis coming from me.
Oh, okay. You got a vote there, Dee Dee?
Yeah. I go for Elvis, too.
Oh my God! Elvis did the worst Jimmy Reed, but it does prove you can get sick of hearing Jimmy Reed without even hearing Jimmy Reed.
Yeah, you know the outtakes in that the singer comeback special.
Or that point, Elvis playing lead on Baby,
yeah.
What Do You Want Me to Do?
He ended up playing Baby, What You Want Me to Do like three times in an hour.
Yeah,
that, you know,
no doubt.
He sort of conducted his own little poll, I think, that afternoon.
Yes.
All those guys with that beautiful expression on their faces of like trying to figure out how much they're getting paid by the second as they're sitting around listening to Elvis go through some weird drug problem.
I like the one guy who's sitting there on the stool with him who's not doing anything and you're just wondering
banging the tambourine.
There.
That guy.
Well, that's pretty weird too. But
yeah, it's like one Memphis Mafia guy is like sort of kneeling there, looking lovingly at Elvis and whapping on a tambourine. It's the only thing louder than Elvis's.
Yeah. Anyway, we got any more no news, huh?
Well.
Hey,
I don't know.
You know, Island of Lost Souls is on Channel 13 very early tomorrow morning. Watch that.
Billy Miller's favorite movie.
And beware of sitting dogs.
Yeah.
That's a tip.
Huh?
For the president,
okay, Manuel, we got a few more minutes left, and we got some more records to play, and then it's time for Save the Roach for Lorias. And so we're going to get by request, Dwight Pope.
Dwighty. Well, I was strolling downtown. I had nothing to do in my broad brim hat and my chartreuse shoes. Standing on the corner of a busy street. Everybody kept on looking at me. Oh, sunglasses I picked up. Oh, yeah.
A great big smile, will you?
Young dove calling, but I can't fly. Hear Well, women in Canada.
Yep, this is the Have. This is FMU. He's the Orange. Yeah, where are we? What are we doing? There's the attack. All right, okay. That was the Night Riders, Women in Cadillacs. Rockin' R's from their new Norton LP. Gonna snatch me a satellite. Huey and Jerry with I Think You're Jiving Me. And we opened up with Dwight Pullen and Sunglasses After Dark by request. Anyway, Jimmy Anderson walked away with the grand prize in the Jimmy Reed Soundalike contest. He gets $2 in food stamps and a lotto ticket, New York State lotto ticket.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. I don't care either.
RFD, the blues.
Think I'm paying for that lotto ticket? Anyway, I'd like to thank Gil Bruce.
No, I'd like to thank you.
The dentist in the back.
Yeah, Scotty. Driven hopelessly insane by the many false endings.
Roscoe, the best. He's saying hi back there. Anyway, until next week, this is the Hal saying aloha.
And look out for those thousand tiny points of light.
Close off with the Vikings. Rock them a bit, right, don't you?
Shake it up tonight. Come on, baby, just one time tonight. Now let's go.